From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump said North Korea is a country that has misbehaved for many years, and he has no choice but to take up the issue. Trump said Friday that the U.S. will either be very, very successful quickly or will be very, very successful in a very different way quickly. On Thursday, Secretary of Defense James Mattis said that while there is a military option available, diplomacy is the focus.
Right now, Secretary Tillerson, Ambassador Haley, you can see the American effort is diplomatically led. It has diplomatic traction. It is gaining diplomatic results.
An editorial on Friday in the Global Times said China would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. soil and U.S. retaliates. The heated rhetoric between the United States and North Korea makes the background noise to those living in South Korea's capital of Seoul. AP Seoul's bureau chief Foster Klug says the recent back and forth does have some concerned.
Donald Trump has introduced a new wrinkle to this dynamic. When he made his recent North Korea-style threat to unleash fire and fury on the North, the South Korean government said nothing. The people, however, expressed worry, even anger, over his comments.
However, for many residents in Seoul, the crisis seems like another act in the ongoing Korean political drama that will surely ultimately play out as it has in the past with sound and fury and then restraint. Firefighters in Portugal are hoping calmer winds prevail as they continue making progress, controlling nearly a dozen different wildfires that have forced several villages to evacuate. This